I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti has a new transitional council that'll choose the country's next prime minister and cabinet. This could be a significant step toward future stability in the country, where gangs control 80% of Port-au-Prince. As people are fleeing the city, Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says their Haitian church partners outside Port-au-Prince report more and more people giving their lives to Christ. Pray for God's peace in Haiti and wisdom for the new leadership. And Lebanon's first-ever Movement Day recently mobilized Christian leaders for greater impact in the Middle East. Hunter Williamson of Themar Ellis ESD says the event gathered over 100 local leaders to develop greater unity and promote the gospel. Leaders left with plans for collaboration between churches and NGOs, as well as a network for pastors. Learn more about the impact of Movement Day at missionnews.org and pray for Christian leaders in Lebanon to work together for the gospel. Mission Network News, a surface of one-way ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.